We want to go out to the Metro PCS hotline and bring in the head coach at Liberty University. That's Turner Gill. Coach Gill, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, really pumped up to have you on. And, of course, you coach new Dolphins defensive back Walt Akins, who was drafted in the fourth round by the Dolphins. How excited were you to see Walt representing the Liberty program and getting drafted this weekend?
Oh, I'm very excited. This guy here knows how to compete, and I know he's going to go in there and compete very, very well. He's a serious competitor. He's very physical, good tackler, and obviously has the attributes as far as his long and the height, the range, and all those things.
Coach Gill, which current or former NFL cornerback do you think you would compare best to Walt?
Oh, a cornerback that's best? Wow. He's kind of unique. I think he fits into kind of what's been going on here in the last year or so. When I say that, I'm talking about taller corners. He's definitely all of that 6'1". And I don't know if I can have somebody that fits into a former player at this point in time. But I think he has the attributes. The biggest thing is he definitely has the competitiveness and has the athleticism to do that.
Turner, that's the one thing I noticed. I got to watch Walt at the Senior Bowl for about 3 days. And first of all, you notice his stature, and he doesn't lack confidence out on the edge, which was really good to see. But you mentioned aggressiveness. It seems like he has a good nose for the football, and he plays through defenders physically, plays the ball up in the air, plays through their hands. He does all those little things that maybe gives him a chance to go from college to the NFL.
Well, I think you hit it on the nose there. He does take coaching and teaching and details of things, and again, he is a physical player. He's not going to back down from anybody. And as a corner, you do have to have some confidence about you, and you got to have confidence throughout every single play. And he'll tackle, he'll run through people, and he can run with people because he is a guy who has good speed too.
Turner, what kind of style did you guys have him in? Was he in a lot of press? He playing a lot of off? You guys play a lot of man, two?
We played
three.
Mostly man. We were a man, or a pure man, and a quarters team, which basically ends up turning into man coverage. So we allowed him to play press at certain times. And matter of fact, whenever we had going against a good receiver, we told him to go wherever he goes. And so that tells you what kind of guy that we thought about him and sort of been able to put him on the best receiver whoever we played against.
Turner Gill, head football coach at Liberty University, joining us here on the Metro PCS hotline on the Finsiders. And, Coach, what about Walt as a person, the way he impacted the program? You've talked about on the field. We know, obviously, what he does there. But how about off the field, him as a person?
Well, great personality. He loves to be around people. He's very, very cordial. No matter who you are, whether you're a four-year-old or whether you're 60 years old or whatever, he loves to communicate with people. He has some genuineness about him that really you're going to see about him in his personality. But he knows how to go to work when it's time to go to work, and he also knows how to be with other people throughout the community. So he's done some community outreach throughout here at Liberty University.
Yeah, we heard that about him, Coach. And it was interesting because we got a chance to talk to him on the phone immediately after he was drafted. He was very forthcoming about his past issues off the field when he was at Illinois. And I guess from what you've seen from him, what does it say about him as a person and the fact that he was able to overcome the off-the-field issues and turn his life and his career around at Liberty, and now he's in the NFL?
Well, I think that's what we all want in life. You know, we're all going to make mistakes in life, but the question and the answer more than anything is, did you learn from your mistakes? Did you not make those same mistakes again? And we can sit here and say in the last 3 years, he has not made those same mistakes again. And so that's what we all look for in people in our lives is to say that they've learned from it and they're able to press on toward the goals.
No doubt about it. Hey, Coach, I like to ask all the different coaches that we had the chance to talk to if there's any personality quirks or good stories or interesting aspects of Walt Akins that you can pass along that maybe we can give him a hard time about when
we actually meet
him in person.
Well, I just mentioned to him a guy by the name of Petey Peterson. Just mention that to him and see how he reacts. It's just one of our guys on our team.
Okay, Petey Peterson. All right, we're all jotting the name down here. So, Petey Peterson, the first time I see Walt Akins in person, we've spoken to him on the phone. I'm going to bring up Petey Peterson.
Now, Coach, we shouldn't be afraid of him when we say this, right? We don't have to back off.
Do we say it and run, or what do we do, Turner?
You'll see his competitors jump out.
Right. Okay, I'm going to let OJ say that to him. Yeah.
Troy, we're Big Troy. We'll get Big Troy to do it.
He's just a receiver on our team.
Okay.
That's good stuff. Hey, Coach Gill, we really appreciate you joining us and giving us some insight on Walt Akins, and congratulations on having a player from your program draft in the NFL, and continue good luck at Liberty.
Well, thank you, and it's great to see someone from Liberty University there in the NFL, and I know that he's gonna do a great job for.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Coach Gill.
Thank you.
There he is, Turner Gill, head coach at Liberty University. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.